Einstein encoded all this in a simple equation. The maximum kinetic energy of an electron emitted from a metal surface was equal to the energy of the light quanta it absorbed minus the work function. Using this equation, Einstein predicted that a graph of the maximum kinetic energy of the electrons versus the frequency of light used would be a straight line, beginning at the threshold frequency of the metal. The gradient of the line, irrespective of the metal used, would always be exactly equal to Planck's constant, H. I spent 10 years of my life testing that 1905 equation of Einstein's, and contrary to all my expectations, complained the American experimental physicist Robert Millikan, I was compelled to assert its unambiguous verification in spite of its unreasonableness, since it seemed to violate everything we knew about the interference of light. Although Millikan won the 1923 Nobel Prize partly in recognition of this work, even in the face of his own data, he balked at the underlying quantum hypothesis. The physical theory upon which the equation is based is totally untenable. From the very beginning, physicists at large had greeted Einstein's light quanta with similar disbelief and cynicism. A handful wondered if light quanta existed at all or whether they were simply a useful fictional contrivance of practical value in calculations. At best, some thought that light, and therefore all electromagnetic radiation, did not consist of quanta, but only behaved as such when exchanging energy with matter. Foremost among them was Planck. When in 1913 he and three others nominated Einstein for membership of the Prussian Academy of Sciences, they concluded their testimonial by trying to excuse his light quanta proposal. In sum, it can be said that among the important problems which are so abundant in modern physics, there is hardly one in which Einstein did not take a position in a remarkable manner, that he might sometimes have overshot the target in his speculations, as, for example, in his light quantum hypothesis, should not be counted against him too much. Because without taking a risk from time to time, it is impossible, even in the most exact natural science, to introduce real innovations. 2 years later, Millikan's painstaking experiments made it difficult to ignore the validity of Einstein's photoelectric equation. By 1922, it was becoming almost impossible, as Einstein was belatedly awarded the 1921 Nobel Prize for Physics explicitly for his photoelectric effect law, described by his formula, and not for his underlying explanation using light quanta. No longer the unknown patent clerk in Bern, he was by then world famous for his theories of relativity and widely acknowledged as the greatest scientist since Newton. Yet his quantum theory of light was just too radical for physicists to accept.